This is a meditation, a heart meditation, on grounding in self-compassion. So I invite you to take a stance that's going to be most nourishing to your body and being for this period of meditation, whether that's laying down or sitting on the floor or cushion, or seated in a chair where you can lean back and have a bit more support. So choose the position that's going to be most nourishing and supporting to you for this period. I invite you to take a couple deep breaths in through the nose, and then out through the mouth or the nose. Deep breath in, breathing it out through the mouth or the nose. Good, deep breath in. And as you blow it out, closing your eyes or casting them down, drawing your attention to your inner landscape, giving the visual sense a break, a rest, drawing a heightened sense to your awareness of your other senses, which can allow you to better attune to your inner landscape. So now we're going to draw our attention to the feelings and sensations in the body, however the body is making contact with that, with whatever is beneath it or behind it. So if you're laying down, you're noticing all those points of contact along your back. If you're in a seated position, you're noticing all the points of contact along your legs and your feet. And if you're leaning back in a chair, that's also going to be part of feeling sensations all along your spine. Noticing how your body can be supported, might even feel strengthened by this connection to whatever is beneath and behind you. Noticing for feelings of grounding, feeling a little more secure and safe as you draw your attention to feelings and sensations in the body, connecting to whatever's beneath and behind you. And then drawing your attention to your breath. First, noticing the life-giving breath that's moving in and out of your body by way of your nose. Noticing this gentle movement of breath as it comes into and leaves your body organically. You're not asking your breath to do anything unique or special in this moment. You're simply noticing what it does all by itself. Dropping your attention down into your chest. You may want to place a hand on your chest. And noticing that gentle rise and fall of the chest as the life-giving air moves in and out of your body. Staying with, staying present to your body by way of the breath. We're preparing the body and the breath to be able to meet the heart in an open stance. If at any time you notice that your mind has drifted, that's okay. That's just a mind being a mind. Use it as an opportunity to gently, kindly, firmly draw the attention back from wherever it went, back to the body and to the breath. Noticing that gentle rise and fall of the chest as the life-giving air organically moves in and out of your body. Dropping your attention further still down into that diaphragmatic breathing. Noticing a slight expansion of the belly on the inhale and a deflation of the belly on the exhale. Just staying with. Staying with what your body does beautifully, organically, all by itself. And every time that you notice that your mind drifts, it's an opportunity to practice non-judgment and compassion. So many people give up on meditation so quickly because they think they can't do it or they're bad at it because their mind races. But that's just a mind being a mind. So we learn to work with the mind with gentleness and compassion, with kindness, and even bringing a playful curiosity, a playful curiosity to our own mind and how it works, and a playful curiosity about how we might train it to come back to the body and the breath over and over and over again. So every time you bring your mind back to body and breath, you're doing so with compassion. Drawing the attention back to the body and the breath with compassion for being human, for compassion for having a very human mind. Now, very intentionally, placing one or both hands on your chest. Our hands hold great capacity to offer love and support, kindness, compassion, warmth to other people and to ourselves. So very gently practice lifting your hands and placing them again on your heart space. You can do this a couple times if you want to, just noticing feelings and sensations of how your hands bring a sense of warmth and compassion, a sense of love and kindness to your own chest and heart space. And staying with the breath, noticing that gentle rise and fall of the chest space. Noticing how the lungs dance with the heart, how this life-giving breath nourishes your heart, whether you're paying attention or not. How this life-giving breath can support and sustain and ground you in your heart, growing a capacity to be with whatever is in and on your heart in this moment. Breathing with your heart. Now being curious about the nature of your heart in this moment. Is it heavy? Is it light? Is it full? Is it empty? Is it both? Does it feel weighed down? Just noticing, no judgment. It's about being with whatever is there. Compassion is about turning towards your own heart space and growing a capacity to be with whatever is there. Breathing with whatever you find. Now, being curious about emotion. We think of emotion, passion, as arising from the heart, being stirred in the heart, being birthed from the heart. So be curious about what emotions might be present. Feeling happy or sad, angry or guilty, afraid. Just notice what's there. Security, gratitude, joy, pride, well-being. What is the emotion that's running through your heart? Or maybe it's a stillness of emotion within your heart. Again, just being curious about what is on and in your heart in this moment. Growing a capacity to be with whatever you find. No judgment. Just turning towards and being with. It's like you're pulling up a chair and having tea with your own heart. Allowing yourself to be curious and to just sit with. Notice how you can bring a sense of compassion, a sense of warmth and kindness, a sense of love to your own heart, which grows your ability to stay grounded and strong with a deep sense of security, regardless of whatever's moving in your heart. No matter how turbulent or still, rocky or solid your heart might feel, we can grow a capacity to be with, a strong sense of feeling grounded, no matter what we're feeling and holding within our chest. So now we're going to slow the breathing down as a way of widening our capacity to be with our heart. To grow a sense of compassion, to grow our sense of ability to turn towards and stay with whatever is present and whatever arises. So we're going to breathe in for four counts. We're going to gently suspend the breath for four counts. And then we're going to breathe a nice long exhale for six counts. And then gently suspend the breath again for two. So here we go. We're breathing in, two, three, four. Gently suspend the breath, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four, five, six. Gently hold, two. Good. Breathing in, two, three, four, gently hold, two, three, four. Breathing out, two, three, four, five, six, gently hold, two. Good. Breathing in, gently hold. Breathing out, gently hold, two. Last time, breathing in, gently hold, breathing out. Gently hold, two. Good. Just let that go. Come back to a natural rhythm of breathing. and just noticing any effects of slowing the breathing down on your body. Having slowed the breathing down and now coming back to a natural rhythm of breathing, noticing any effects on your breath. And then sensing into your heart space, noticing the nature of your heart in this moment, noticing any effects from having slowed the breathing down on your heart. When we slow the breathing down, we help to turn on the parasympathetic nervous system, which signals to the brain that you're safe, that you do not have to be in fight, flight, or freeze. So when we slow the breathing down and the parasympathetic nervous system comes on, we have a greater capacity to love both ourselves and other people. We find ourselves more open, more spontaneous, more creative, with a deeper, broader ability to engage the moment just as it is, without reactivity. So slowing the breathing down widens our capacity to not only show compassion for other people, but also to practice compassion with ourselves. So we're going to do one more round of coherent breathing. This time I want you to imagine as you breathe in, you're receiving compassion from the world, bringing it straight into your heart space. As you hold the breath for four, I want you to imagine that breath going to every fiber and cell of your body and being, that compassion just spreading through your whole being. On the out breath, that deep exhale, sending it out into the world for six counts, sharing this compassion with anyone and everyone around you, and then holding for two. So here we go. We're breathing in, two, three, four. Let the compassion spread. Two, three, four. Share the compassion with the world, trusting it's going to go exactly where it needs to. Gently hold. Two, good. Breathing in, receiving compassion from the world. Gently suspending the breath, letting it hold and spread through the body. Breathing out, sharing that goodness with the world, wherever it's going to go. Gently hold. Two, good. Breathing in, receiving. Gently hold, let it spread. Share it with the world. Gently hold. Two. Last time, breathing in, receiving. Gently hold, letting it spread. Breathing out, sharing it with the world. Gently hold. Two. Good. Now just letting that go. Coming back to a natural rhythm of breathing. And noticing any effects on your body from having slowed the breathing down. Noticing any effects on the breath. And then one last time, dropping into your heart space and getting a sense of your heart in this moment. Knowing what is true of your heart, knowing whatever is true of your heart in this moment is just as it needs to be. Trusting your capacity and ability to stay and be with whatever is there. So I want to invite you to flutter your eyes open, taking in the visual scape around you, leaving one or both hands on your chest. And as you integrate your visual sense into the rest of your senses, see if you can stay with the connective experience of your heart, with a deep sense of compassion for your own heart as you take in the world around you. Knowing that at any time, day or night, you can turn towards your own heart and be with whatever is there. Blessings on the rest of your day or night or evening. I look forward to meditating again with you soon, either on through recordings, or you can find me live on Insight Timer. You can go to my website, carolinevogel.com, and usually on the homepage, it has all the listings of my Insight Timers, when to expect me live, and to be able to meditate with a wide world of meditators, genuinely from all over the world. It's great fun. So I hope you'll check that out and meditate with us live sometime. Be sure to also check out my recent podcast episode, Leaving Church. It was an interesting podcast to record, something I've reflected on for a very long time. And I hope you might find nuggets that may nourish you in your life path and your spirituality. Be well, friends. Be well. Be well.